guys, let's start with the Raptors. Oh, they're back in a big way. They look like a bottom five team in the NBA, honestly, for about 6 weeks there. And I know injuries were a factor, no question. But there were times where they were healthy, and they still looked rancid. And they were without Kyle Lowry yesterday in the first half, totally different than the second half. But the additions looked real, real good, especially defensively, as they hold the Celtics to just 97 points, 107-97 win for the Raptors at the Air Canada Center. First game post All-Star break, first game with Serge Ibaka and PJ Tucker. And Donovan, it's hard not to be encouraged by what you saw yesterday. I don't know if those debuts could have gone any better.
Well, the start could have been better.
Yeah, but, sure.
But the finish looked real good. And the start, I think, to a certain extent, was to be expected, maybe, even though there was so much hype and hyperbole before the game. But, I mean, PJ Tucker literally just got off a plane.
He had not slept in 24 hours, he said. He literally decided not to sleep.
Well, his agent told him he probably shouldn't play. His wife was like, honey, please don't play. He decided he was going to play, and he played well. And so he should continue, I guess, not to sleep because it was effective. And Ibaka, who had more time, had a week with the team and the playbook. He actually looked good from the beginning. Mm-hmm. It was just nice to look at, you know, no matter what the five-man rotation was to end the game and be like, okay, you know, there's a above-average defender. There's a very good defender. There's a guy who's plus defender. Like, when it was time to get stops, one, to cut into that 17-point deficit in the third, or to hold on to the lead, they were able to do it. And against Isaiah Thomas, who's the best fourth-quarter scorer in the league, it was really encouraging considering they did it without, I mean, arguably their best player in Kyle Lowry, and they did it when guys were learning each other's names and where they should be on the floor.